Due to the current global health crisis, racial unrest, and many other reasons, life has not been business as usual for many of us these past several months. This is Lisa Berry, and one small familiar routine I've been lucky enough to partake in is weekend visits to the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. Wearing a mask, safely distanced, but looking for something comforting and familiar to hold on to. I found it in a person I dubbed my flower guy. Every week I would visit his booth, pick out a handful of colorful miniature roses, take them home and put them in a vase to help keep me going for another week. On a recent sunny mid-August morning, I masked up, packed up my recording equipment to find out more about him and his story and how life has been for an Ann Arbor Farmers Market vendor during a pandemic.
Hi, I'm Dennis Farr, Farr's Greenhouse. We have a booth here at Ann Arbor. We've been coming here for just under 100 years, my family has, not me. I'm 78 years old, so I've been coming a while. But I enjoy all the people, a lot of the people I've grown up with here. I know their families and they know me. We don't know each other's names, but we sure know each other and we talk about each other and how the family's doing and everything. And it's kind of neat to know. I wish I had a better memory so I could remember names, but that's one of my flaws.
So your family has been doing this for 100 years, literally?
Oh, at least, yes. My grandparents came from Hungary just after World War I, and my grandmother came over, and she, at 16, by herself on a steamer, and she got off of Ellis Island and somehow got a job at a coal mine in Pennsylvania and cooked. And that's where she met my grandfather. My grandfather was a cabin boy on a freighter and he was injured. And they dropped him off in Canada for medical reasons. And he had to come through Ellis Island and somehow ended up at the coal mines. And I guess at that time they were giving away or farmland was cheap in Michigan. And that's how we ended up in Michigan, which we enjoy. We love Michigan.
Where were you born?
I was born in a farmhouse in South Lyon. And the farmhouse is no longer there, but it was on 7 Mile and Pontiac Trail in South Lyon. That's when the doctors used to come out and deliver the babies.
So you're selling all these beautiful flowers and roses here. Do you grow them yourself?
Yeah, we have about 35,000 square foot greenhouse in Plymouth. And we grow roses and Easter lilies and stargazer lilies and hydrangeas, hardy mums. We do all this at the greenhouse. We also have a flower shop there where my wife does flower arranging and things. And it's just a pleasant way to make a living.
So you're 78. Your family's been doing this for over 100 years. What's the youngest age you started coming to this, and what's your farthest back memory?
This goes back. I remember when I was about six years old, I'd come out with my mother and help her a little bit. And she'd send me down the aisle ways and help this older lady. And she'd be here in a Model T and pickup. And I would have to get up on that darn truck and a little boy, and that was pretty high for a little boy, and help her unload and everything. And it was okay, but she never gave me a dime. It was just something my mother wanted me to do for other people.
So let's remind everyone, by here, we're at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market on a Saturday morning in mid-August 2020 during a pandemic. Now, did you ever think you'd be living through something like this?
I never thought there'd be such a thing, a pandemic. In the greenhouse now, we grow an awful lot of Easter lilies and hydrangeas for Easter. Now, who would think they would close all the churches in America? And I said, what are we going to do with all these Easter lilies? Well, of course, we had to throw them away because there was no churches and we couldn't allow customers into the flower shop. It was something that you could never even imagine in the wildest dreams that would happen. But next year, we'll grow the Easter lilies again and everything because a lot of the churches we go to, we've been dealing with them for 40, 50 years. We have been giving them flowers and everything. And they're like family. My whole life is kind of runs around people that is almost closer than family. I get to see them more than I do my own family.
How has the pandemic impacted your business, your bottom line?
Well, for a while there, we thought we'd have to go look for a bankruptcy lawyer because we were scared. But we started doing curbside pickup at the greenhouse, and we were so busy. we were doing five times the normal business that we would normally do. So somehow we've come out very well off, very well with this pandemic. People want something fresh and something they can rely on, and we've been there for so long that they know that they can trust us, and they've been coming out to the greenhouse.
Well, I dubbed you my flower guy. I come up here with my mask at the farmer's market, and I will tell you, it brings me some joy. I get some of your beautiful roses, and I take them home, and I put them in a vase, and it gets me through another week. So you are having that kind of an impact on people's lives. Do you realize that?
Well, that's kind of thing. What makes this whole thing fun. We make a good living off of it. That's half of it. The half of it is making people happy. And that's just about everything for me. About 10 years ago, I was sick, and I went to the doctors. My wife made me go to this darn doctor. These people, you know, did an exam and everything, told me to come back the next day or something, and to bring my wife. I said, oh, okay. So I brought my wife, and they took us to this little room and set us there, and they showed us some diagrams, and they said, you have inoperable lung cancer, the small cell. And we think you only have about 90 days to live. And I said, what? What? And my wife is sitting there, and she's, you know, what? And then next thing I know, we're in the University of Michigan hospital, and as an outpatient, and they start doing all these tests on me. And some of those tests were so painful, it was just terrible. And after about 3.5-4 weeks, I met this one doctor, and he was so smart. He was dull to talk to. I mean, he was too smart to talk. And he says, I don't know what you got, but I don't think you got cancer. And he took some more tests, and I came back in about a week later. And it wasn't cancer. It was a fungus that had gotten into my lungs. And when they took x-rays of my lungs, it showed up as spots where the cancer would. So I'm so happy to be alive and enjoy every day now.
Do other people share their thoughts and feelings about what you're doing here at the market?
Quite often, yeah, quite often.
Like, what do you hear?
Oh, just they're just so happy to see me. Well, we don't know names, but they just say, hi, how you doing? We've seen each other for decades and decades, and we're just glad to see each other, especially after this pandemic when they closed the market for a while. And then we all started coming back, and we were so happy to see each other. It was a really fulfilling experience.
So here we stand at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market, not far from a iconic piece of art or statue. The chair is dedicated to Coleman Jewett, and his son Michael Jewett works with us here at WEMU. Did you used to hang out with Coleman when he was here at the Farmers Market?
Oh, everybody knew Coleman. Everybody. He would sit down there in his chairs and everything, and we'd talk and everything. And it was just fun. He was just a very nice, clean, intelligent man that you just felt good talking to him.
Would you consider him a friend of yours?
Oh, yeah. After all these years, I knew him ever since he started here. We were here so long, and he started. You slowly get to know everybody. And Coleman's a real friendly guy. He says hi to everybody. And so that's how you kind of get to know him. And then when sometimes he'd be sitting in the office getting warm when it's cold out, and we'd go in there and have a cup of coffee and just talk. I just remember his smile and talking and everything.
So here we are on a beautiful summer day, but you can feel the change of the season is in the air. How will that impact you, Dennis Spahr, or your business, or your experience here at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market?
Oh, nothing. It won't impact us. We go into different type of plants. We usually do an awful lot of bedding plants and geraniums and things, and then we do a lot of hydrangeas, and now we're slipping into hardy mums slowly. And we do a lot of hardy mums, and that's we sell an awful lot here because a lot of the stores and everything will decorate the front of their buildings with them.
So you feel confident as the seasons change, you'll still have business and you'll still keep being busy?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
For me, seeing you and coming here week after week is one of the few things left that we can do during the pandemic that brings you a little comfort and sense of community. What does that mean to you?
Well, it's a little bit of joy. You know, this is a little bit what living is about, to have joy to see each other and everything. That's, I know, I come from a farm where we didn't see many people too often. And then now after this pandemic, you realize how much you really appreciate these people. You appreciate people more often, especially their smiles, when they give you that smile and their eyes light up and everything.
Can't really see the smiles under the masks.
Well, that's been hard. As the mask has been covering people up, I don't recognize them half the time. Then it's hard to understand what they're saying because their voice is so muffled.
Well, that's my flower guy. That's what I've dubbed you, Dennis Sparr, talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU at the Ann Arbor Farmers Market. Best of luck to you, and I'm going to go pick out some roses. I always say I pick out the roses that want to go home with me. And then you let me pick what I want, and I really appreciate that. Thanks for the joy, too, that you bring to us at this really difficult time.
Well, thanks for coming in. Thank you for recording some of this.
And off I went.
What are they?
Floribundas.
Floribundas.
To pick out the roses that wanted to come home with me this week.
Is that a type of rose?
I'm Lisa Baer.
Yeah, it's a smaller type of
rose. Okay.